Well, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the program. We appreciate that very much. Folks, we're at Facebook and Twitter. Just type in the Union Edge, and we appreciate it when you tell your friends about that, too. You know, every once in a while, you get an email first thing in the morning before you've had your first cup of coffee, and it's from a friend, and you have no idea what they're talking about. You read it again. You have your first cup of coffee in the morning, you read it a third time, it still doesn't make sense. To help me, understand this today, my dilemma from today, we've got Terry Hooger hired from Teamsters Local 406, Work in Progress Radio, and Community Action Teams. Terry, what is a ballot bash?
What is a ballot bash?
Are we out there like beating up mailboxes? I don't know. Are we drinking before we go into the polling booth? What's going on?
Well, they are putting on three events across the state of Michigan this election cycle. And MLive, which is a media group, is teaming up with the Center for Michigan and Michigan Radio to bring voters a series of unique events this election season. And they're giving Michigan people a special opportunity to get free tickets to this. They are going to have candidates come in, and you can watch them live as the candidates for governor, attorney general, secretary of state, and U.S. Senate answer questions from the media group's editorial board.
Wait a second, Terry, wait, time out. Hold on one second.
Yes.
You know, and for parents out there, cover little Johnny or Susie's ears for a second. Here it comes.
Yeah.
Are they going to have Governor Snyder answering questions? Because that's a train wreck right there. Really?
Believe it or not, I already have my tickets.
Oh.
And I'm going to go see Governor Rick Snyder, Attorney General Bill Schuette, Secretary of State Ruth Johnson, and U.S. Senate candidate Terry Lynn Land at this event in Grand Rapids.
Terry, do not take the wife and kids. I mean, really?
Well, I don't want them to come out and be dumber, so obviously, no, I won't take them with me. But I'm encouraging all my labor friends to get their tickets, as they're free, to attend this event. I think it would be a good time, and especially if perhaps when you get there, you can write down questions that could be asked. I'd like to ask Governor Snyder three questions. Why he created the senior retirement tax? Why did he cut local schools and jeopardize our children's future? And why he said the auto rescue was an overblown issue?
Terry, that's why I couldn't go, because number one, I'm pretty sure they're not selling beer and popcorn. And number two, I couldn't go because my first question would be, like, whose Fiat was that I ran over that was stuck in the pothole? And then really, do you think that these roads fix themselves? I mean, you know, I know the governor out in New Jersey thinks that, you know, he can move the road cones around on the bridge all he wants. You know, that won't stop traffic. It's kind of like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. But, I mean, does he believe that, you know, there's enough Fiats in the state of Michigan to fill all the potholes?
I'm hoping, because I don't want to get lost this winter myself. It's unfortunate. I can fairly well be rest assured that come the lame duck session, the price of gasoline in the state of Michigan is going to go up by probably somewhere around 30 cents a gallon.
And that's for working stiffs like you and me, not the businesses whose business depends upon the roads that we build for them that they don't have to pay for in taxes, right?
Exactly correct.
Yeah.
Along with their massive cuts everywhere else. Once again, the working middle class and poor are going to bear the brunt of this. I expect our registration fees on our vehicles will probably go up anywhere from 50 to 100%.
What are they going to do about the public transportation, like buses and rail?
Well, you got to remember, the taxpayers right now subsidize that.
So yeah, I mean, if
we'll
they
just have to subsidize a little more, and the people will just have to pay a little more when they're boarding that bus. They really don't care about us.
Mm-hmm.
It is about how can I take care of the rich, because you know what? That Bentley just got a bent rim because it hit a pothole, and these poor people are going to pay to get these roads fixed because I'm sick and tired of my Bentley getting a bent rim.
Yeah, and they'll have to have those mechanics fly in from the United Kingdom one more time. I'm telling you. You know, Terry, I mean, you know, yeah, let's outsource that one too. You know, Terry, I got to tell you, this is troubling for me in a whole lot of different ways. You know, if you make it impossible for working stiffs to own a car, you know, by raising the gas tax and not fixing the potholes and then raising the registration fees, and then you don't have public transportation for them to get to and from work. I mean, my goodness gracious, the 1% can only outsource so many jobs every year overseas to make it cheaper. You know, really?
Yes. We give them tax breaks. They take the jobs overseas and continue receiving the tax breaks as well. That's how it's set up in the great state of Michigan. That's why we're the comeback state. That is why I ran as a nerd. Now I'm running as an accountant. I will run as anything but what I really, truly am, and that is a far-right Republican governor candidate. He
Pop
will
it.
Not use the word Republican to describe himself. And if you're that ashamed of what you are, shame on you.
He's a puppet.
Yes, he is.
Somebody's
he
got
is
their hand. Well, Terry, how many days until Mark Schauer gets elected governor?
We have 36 days left until the general election. Before we elect Mark Schauer, who will cut taxes for families and seniors, who will be the education governor, and who fought to rescue our auto industry, governor of the great state of Michigan. Along with that, in exactly 1 week, you must be mm-hmm. registered to vote in this upcoming election. October 6th in Michigan is the last day to register to vote. Over the last week, Teamsters across this state have gathered another 1,000 voter registration applications.
God bless you guys. God bless you guys. That's ballpark it for me, Terry, because I know I've seen your desk. just ballpark it for me. How many voter registrations have you sent into the register's office?
Just with the Teamsters alone, it amounts to well over 3,000 voters.
There you go.
That we're bringing into the process.
Yeah, there you go.
If we would have had 4,500 more votes last election, we could have won the state house.
Yeah.
And that's just what the Teamsters have done. And I know organized labor as a whole has been working and working to get these people registered, regardless whether they're members of organized labor or not, because the importance that your vote does count. Make sure you take the opportunity and the rights that have been fought for you to exercise that voting privilege, because it is a privilege to go to that poll and elect the people that will represent you and not special interest groups. And that's what the people have to focus on. They have to get rid of the four things that will never change, and I don't have to mention what they are, and they have to vote in their best interest. Who is going to help me, and who is going to tax me to the poorhouse and strip all my rights away from me, whether you realize it or not?
Absolutely, Terry.
Wake up, people.
Absolutely, Terry. And Terry, listen, we got to get going. Right after you, when we come back from break, we're going to be talking with Angela Kemper of SEIU. We're going to be talking about politicians on a food budget. Stick around for this one because you don't want to miss it. I'm Charles Showalter. That was Terry Hoogerheide, the Teamsters Local 406, Work in Progress Radio, and the Community Action Teams. And to get a hold of him to support, 800-626-6211, 800-626-6211. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.
Just when you thought the plutocratic profiteers running America's exploitative low-wage economy could not get any more clueless, self-serving, pious, and mingy, along comes Lady Maria of Marriott, magnanimously saying, "Let them eat tips." Marriott is the corporate domain of the Royal Marriott dynasty that supports the political notion that America is divided between a few noble makers, like them, and a mass of takers, like you and me. They own 4,000 hotels with 690,000 rooms operating under 18 different brand names, ranging from plebeian chains like Fairfield Inn to the luxury Ritz-Carlton Resorts, hauling in nearly $13 billion in revenue last year. Yet, the extravagantly rich Marriott domain is a miserly employer that fattens its profits by paying its hard-working housekeepers poverty-level wages of roughly $8.32 an hour. So, enter Lady Maria Shriver, grandly offering to boost the pay of Marriott's 22,000 North American housekeepers. A pay raise, perhaps? Oh, tut-tut, the moneyed elites prefer charitable gestures to straightforward populist remedies. So, Shriver's Foundation has partnered with a far-flung hotel empire to reduce its low-wage housekeepers to begging for alms from Marriott customers. The corporate giant has adopted Shriver's noblesse oblige program, gaily titled The Envelope, Please, by putting an envelope in each room asking customers to subsidize its employees' wages with tips. The envelope even scolds customers, saying that the hard work of room attendants is many times overlooked when it comes to tipping. This is Jim Hightower saying, "Hello, Marriott is the one deliberately overlooking the hard work of its housekeepers. This is a disgraceful and embarrassing exercise of corporate feudalism. Come on, Marriott, stop playing Lord of the Manor and just pay a decent wage."
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit hightowerlowdown.org.
While cutting molding with a 12-inch dual compound miter saw, while holding a newborn baby in your arms, when face-to-face with a congregation of alligators, with the ball in your hands and the entire freaking season on the line.
There are a million places you'd never consider texting.
You're getting chewed out by
so
your
why would you do it while driving? NASCAR driver Casey Kane here, asking you to please stop the text. And together, we can stop the wrecks.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Get the message at stoptextstopwrecks.org.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree. Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
While college and university tuitions go up and up, higher education administrators have been spending less on students' education. Today, only a quarter of higher ed faculty has secure full-time jobs. The rest are so-called adjunct faculty, hired on a per-course temporary basis, often with no benefits, and are paid just $2,700 on average per course. Dedicated adjunct faculty across the country are joining together and fighting back in defense of their students' future. In Pittsburgh, they have formed the Adjunct Faculty Association, affiliated with United Steelworkers Union. Adjuncts and students all over the city are joining the AFA to achieve the goal of providing high-quality, affordable higher education. To know more or to support Pittsburgh's adjunct faculty, give us a call at 412-562-6967 or find us on the web at usw.org. Again, that's 412-562-6967 or usw.org. Together, we can take higher education back.
Hi, I'm Al Roker. Let me tell you what's happening in your neck of the woods. Right now, 1 in 6 Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are our neighbors, friends, our coworkers, but we can do something about it. Visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find the local food bank in your community.
I'm Al Roker, and together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Members of the American Postal Workers Union handle more than 165 billion letters and packages a year. That's about 34 million pounds of mail every day. Ever wonder what this costs you as a taxpayer? Millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions? Not a single cent. The United States Postal Service doesn't run on your tax dollars. It's funded solely by stamps and postage. Brought to you by the men and women of the American Postal Workers Union.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just type in the Union Edge. Folks, have you ever been to the grocery store and you got a shopping cart full of stuff and you're standing there and you're checking out and cha-ching, 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 and you slide that debit cart and it goes, uh-uh. Holy gee, Hasserfats. Talk about going over the budget. You know, and I got to tell you, that happens to people all the time, and you know, I've seen it happen to people in line in front of me. I've done it myself. I've seen it happen to people behind me, and you know what? What you know, Dom Costa, who local elected official here in the Pittsburgh area, he's doing the right thing. He's seeing for himself what it's like to really, really live on a budget. And to help me talk about it, we've got Angela Kemper, who's with SEIU. Angela, welcome to Union Edge.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us today. We appreciate it. What is Dom Costa up to?
Well, he's trying to see how it is a mother with kids live off of a minimum wage income per week.
And how is he going about learning that experience?
Well, hopefully he's getting out here, seeing how it is with real people, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, Dom's a good guy. He gets it. Yes, for the most part, he gets it, and he understands. You were with him this morning.
Yes.
Where at?
We were at the Shore Save in Bloomfield.
Okay. And what was going on?
We took him there to see how it is. As I said, with a mother with kids, he had $77 to spend on grocery shopping.
For how long?
For a week.
Okay.
But mind you, excuse me, when we gave him the $77, I had to stop him as we were getting ready to go in the store. Dom, I need to take $25 out of that to get a bus pass. So he had $52.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Now, you know, when I was a young single guy, $52 worth of ramen noodles, that'd go, but that's not cool for kids.
No, it's not.
So.
It's not.
Armed with $52 and nothing else to buy a week's worth of food for himself and two kids, what was he doing?
Trying to make it, which... He didn't.
He didn't make it. No. He was over.
Yes. He went $18 over.
What do you have to put back?
We put back a pound of bananas, peanuts, a pack of hot dog buns. The kids had to take the hot dog buns and use the bread. We put back soap. I told him we have to put back this pack of soap. Maybe we can go to Family Dollar to buy a bar of soap that me and my two kids could shower off of.
Okay. So, Angela, you're talking from experience. You got a couple of kids yourself. You've been up against this.
Yes.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how'd Dom do?
A 0.
Okay. But it wasn't real for him because he knew at the end of the day that he's still Dom Costa and he's going to do okay.
Well, actually, I think that he got it.
Good.
I really do.
I'm glad he got it.
I really do.
And I know he gets it. He does.
Yes.
But that doesn't change that there's a lot of folks out there that's exactly what they have to do.
Yes.
How do we change that?
Raise minimum wage. I'm getting a little emotional right
now. That's okay.
Because I'm remembering when I had babies. And I just thank God today that my kids are grown and that now I have a union job that pays more wages that I can take care of myself. But to go out here and shop on what someone at McDonald's makes that has kids, it's really sad.
One of the things I want to point out in some of the talking heads here in the Pittsburgh area, and that's what they are, the talking heads. I'm a talking head, they're a talking head, are going to say, well, those people at XYZ big box food store, they don't deserve to get $15 an hour. Look, we've got law enforcement officers over here in this township that only make $9 an hour. Or we've got firemen over in this township that only make $8.50 an hour. You're fighting for everybody.
Yes.
People at McDonald's, that cop, that fireman, that paramedic, that person working in an office, you're fighting for everybody.
Right.
We
deserve to be comfortable just as much as these politicians, these people in these big offices and corporations.
You know, there's a lot of people out there that say, you don't deserve it, you don't work hard enough, so on and so forth. Tactfully, what do you say to them?
I'm human. I deserve to be able, everybody deserves to be able to feed their family, to feed themselves, to live.
My question is why, if I don't go into big box store XYZ, do I have to pay for their employees' health care, housing, and food because they're too cheap to, as a taxpayer? Why do I have to pay for that? I think it's wrong.
Well, I'm not asking you to take care of me. I'm out here working side by side, grinding just like you are. My job may not be as easy or laid back as yours is, but we're out here grinding every day, 8, 16 hours. Some people working 2 and 3 jobs.
You're right. And you know something? Those companies that you're working for, they should take care of their people.
That's right. We're taking care of you, pretty much.
Absolutely. And we appreciate it. And, you know, Angela, I got to thank you for being here today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Continue the fight. You're doing God's work.
Thank you.
I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Soon enough, it was up to me to be his housekeeper and financial manager, too. When he moved in, I became his cook and even his nurse. But no matter what roles I play, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the roles you play. So to help, we created aarp.org/caregiving, where you can connect with experts and other caregivers. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 66, works with builders and contractors to build a better community. Local 66's tradesmen and women have received the specialty training needed to meet the complex challenges of any project, making them the most capable workforce in the region. From schools, highways, and pipeline projects to casinos and arenas, the operating engineers build any job, large or small. For over 100 years, Local 66 has provided superior service that our community can count on. They are your one-stop resource for qualified and productive operating engineers and heavy equipment mechanics. To learn more about the benefits of organized labor and more information about the International Union of Operating Engineers Local 66, go to www.iuoe66.org. That's www.iuoe66.org.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a production of Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham.
Hotel workers in Los Angeles won a major victory as the LA City Council voted this week to raise the minimum wage at large hotels to $15.37 an hour. That vote was 12-3. Already, some hotels are threatening to sue to block the wage hike. The council members who voted for the wage increase say it will lift thousands of working people out of poverty. Rachel Torres is an organizer with the Raise LA Coalition.
A lot of hotel owners already pay this wage and want to see uniformity in the market. But of course, there are those who want to, stand on the wrong side of history and sort of believe that the poverty way to go. The city also is going to be looking at a citywide proposal. So unlike years before, they had said, oh, why are you targeting one industry? Well, in fact, the city is going to be looking at all industries, and we believe that the hotel industry is the first industry that can afford it. It's seen record profits, but I believe that, setting a strong precedent in a strong industry will help mobilize and help move forward the citywide proposal that the council and the mayor are really eager to push forward as well.
Torres says labor activists who made this happen in Los Angeles are hopeful that it can inspire similar actions across the country.
We're hopeful that if we can do this here, that we set a strong precedent, not just for our city, but for the county and for other cities across the country to do that.
The $15.37 an hour hotel minimum wage in Los Angeles is effective next July for hotels with at least 300 rooms. A year later, it will apply to hotels with at least 150 rooms. The United States is moving to enforce labor rights provisions in its trade agreement with Guatemala. Radio Labor's C. Marie Ainsborough reports.
Unions fighting to help workers in Guatemala have won a major victory. The United States government has announced that it will begin the formal process within a trade agreement to investigate labor rights abuses in Guatemala. This is the first time the United States has used the disputes mechanism in a trade agreement to investigate the enforcement of labor rights. The decision comes after a long campaign by the largest union federation in the United States, the AFL-CIO. 6 years ago, the Federation partnered with Guatemalan unions and filed a petition alleging widespread and serious labor rights violations. One of the charges against the Guatemalan government is that it has not investigated numerous murders of union leaders. The legal proceedings initiated under the provisions of the trade agreement with Guatemala initiates an arbitration process which could force the country to live up to its promises to respect labor rights.
Workers Independent News is proud to be heard on The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio. Live nationwide weekdays noon to 3 p.m. at theunionedge.com.
Workers Independent News puts workers and their unions on the national radio news airwaves every day. To help keep labor's voice on the air, go to laborradio.org.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Eat less, eat slower, eat smarter, eat your fruits and veggies, stop eating before you're full, up your fiber, lower your calories, get off the bus early, do some gardening, do jumping jacks, take the stairs, take one, not two, take on a new sport, take a long walk home, walk instead of drive, bend, stretch, reach for the stars, climb the monkey bars, skip the fudge bars. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.